We discussed in a previous daily halakha that one really should not allow repairmen to work in the Jewish home on Shabbat. Even though we said that it's probably the kablanut, they're probably being paid by the job, you didn't tell them to come on Shabbat, but nonetheless, the Hayah Adam says, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah and Eshlan Bet, that still they should not be working in the Jewish home. The question would be, are there exceptions? The poskim talk about, let's say there's a plumbing issue, and now you have an issue where you need the bathroom is out of order or something like that, where you're running into an issue now of kavod beriyot. The guy comes on Shabbat, you're going to tell him to come back tomorrow, so the people don't have the facilities. Maran and Shin Yud Bet, when he talks about the laws of Mukseh, clearly says that the laws of Mukseh are waived in certain cases for kavod beriyot. Mukseh is issued Rabbanan. This also, letting the goy work on the Shabbat in the house when he's a kablan, when you didn't tell him to come on Shabbat, is only mishum marit ayin. So therefore, the poskim say that because of marit ayin, it's only issued Rabbanan and kavod beriyot, so we'll waive the marit ayin against the kavod beriyot, the honor of the people, and therefore the halakha be permissible to let the plumber do his job on Shabbat. As to be pointed out, you can't talk money with him on Shabbat, obviously, not much you're going to pay him and all that. That you talk after Shabbat, but that's an exceptional case, but because of the kavod beriyot, a worker would be allowed to stay in the house and finish the job.